Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you?
Man, I am hurting. We had our all-city athletic conference meet today for cross country, and I was yelling, you know, jumping up and down, getting these kids motivated, and I don't know what I did, but I pulled like something in my back and I'm in like severe pain. I just want to lay down, but you know, we got to keep pushing.
Can I make fun of you for being old? Is that appropriate right now?
Man, please do. Please do. I have no idea what's going on. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm only 28, but I feel like I'm probably like 68 or something. I have no idea what I did, JP, man. This is what happens when you don't stretch before you coach.
That might be my favorite quote of 2017.
Where, man, you know what's crazy?
Yeah, like, continue.
I'm sorry, man. What's crazy is, like, you know, back in the day when we used to play basketball or I used to go run or whatever, I never stretched. Now, man, if I don't stretch, I'm pulling all kind of muscles in my pinky. It doesn't even matter.
Where does your back hurt? Like, where?
Like right on the right side, like on my shoulder blade. Like, it's ridiculous. It's every time I breathe in, it hurts.
Hold up. So y'all had a cross-country meet today, right?
Yes, sir.
Didn't you have one on Saturday?
Yeah, man. And we have another one on Friday. It's crazy.
How long are these meets, man?
Man, they're like anywhere from 4 to 5 hours at a time. I mean, it sucks, though, because these kids are running so much because we have to go to at least 8 meets a year. And the meets don't start until August and they end in October. So you're like really trying to – or they don't start until September. And they end in October, so you're trying to squeeze in 8 meets in a matter of 2 months, and it's tough.
I mean, how long are the races?
3 miles, 3.1 miles, 5K.
Why don't they just run them at a track? Why do they have to do them, like, at some random grass somewhere?
Because 12 laps on a track is boring, man. They're only 400 meters, so you're talking, 12 laps. That's just, I get bored just running four, you know what I mean? Well, probably not. You don't know what I mean. But yeah, it definitely gets boring, man. It gets boring.
That's what I get for calling you old. I don't know, man. I feel like it would be easier, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, you definitely would probably run faster because it's, you know, flat, I guess. But it's definitely boring. Running, you know, at a park with hills and stuff, there's something fun about that that only runners understand, I guess.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. You need to tell Edna, like, I need massage the second we get done with this.
Yo, I kid you not, I'm just going to lay here and act like I'm, like,
dead?
In soup. Yeah, like, basically, yeah. I'm going to be a fish out of water, and hopefully that works.
You could always just ask.
Yeah, you're probably right. I probably should just ask.
Oh, so if you're new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have an interview or we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. We've just discussed 4 minutes of track running, and we have so many positive news stories that this is going to be a very long episode. So if you need some positive news in your life, that's what we're here for, and we have a lot of it.
Tú sabes. JP's got most of them today, so be prepared to listen to his pretty voice.
Okay. I'm gonna knock out some quick ones first.
Cool.
Daddy Yankee, I don't know who that is. Apparently he is a musician.
Reggaeton artist from Puerto Rico.
You know it. He, wow, I can't find it now. Let me back up a little bit. I know, it looks like he donated, okay, I found it. He donated 9,000 pounds worth of food to Puerto Rico. And Jennifer Lopez has donated $1 million to Puerto Rico.
Man, how awesome is that?
Pretty awesome.
You know, I know a lot of people don't realize, but Jennifer Lopez is actually Puerto Rican. They all think she's Mexican for some reason. A lot of people do. But that's pretty awesome, man. This is a story that I didn't have. I really don't know all the details, but it was like a bunch of people from Puerto Rico. You had Daddy Yankee. I can't remember the guy's name. Something Fonsi. He basically sung that Despacito song. I know you heard it, JP.
With Justin
Bieber.
I've honestly only heard one Justin Bieber song that I can remember.
Man, JP. So I think everybody else in the world's heard Despacito, the song Despacito. But basically the guys that sung that song, you had even Ray Allen was on this plane. They were all heading to Puerto Rico to go give donations and stuff. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Hold up. Ray Allen made a song?
No. They were all on this plane. It was like Carlos Arroyo.
Okay, gotcha.
Luis Fonse. Ray Allen. Again, I mean, there was just like a bunch of like random celebrities were on this plane headed to Puerto Rico. It was pretty crazy. And I believe Daddy Yankee was on the plane as well.
I thought you were saying that Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, Ray Allen made a song together.
That would be wild. I would definitely listen to that.
That's why I was like, that's crazy, Tim. That is ridiculous.
For sure, man. But no, that's awesome, man. I'm glad Carlos Arroyo. But I'm glad Daddy Yankee and Jennifer Lopez are definitely giving back to their homeland.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I got a quick one from Puerto Rico. So it's a dog story. I didn't have any dog stories, but I found this one. It's a short video you guys can check out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. It's a video of this dog actually helping out with the cleanup. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. And, you know, everybody's putting in work, including these dogs. So if you want to see this nice little dog moving a branch across a lot, helping everybody out and everybody cheering good dog afterwards, go to our Facebook page and check it out. Tú sabes.
You ever heard of wholesome memes, Tim?
No, sir.
That's a wholesome news story.
I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but I'll take it.
Wholesome?
Wholesome.
Yeah. Like wholesome. That makes you feel like you feel good.
Like, yeah, for sure. I like that. Wholesome.
Yeah, Wholome. Wholome. Okay. Wholesome.
Got you. Wholesome. Yeah, for sure. That's definitely it's a wholesome video.
Wording words with the positive truth.
I ain't mad at you.
Well, I got
what you got for us, JP? Go ahead and knock out like two or three more.
I got you. Okay. Here's two quick ones, but they're very, very positive. The United Kingdom has eliminated measles for the first time in their history. So shout out to vaccines there. And in the U.S., you know, it's October, so everyone's wearing pink for breast cancer awareness.
Right.
So since 1989, breast cancer deaths have dropped nearly 40% in the United States.
Awesome. Man, since 1989?
Yep.
Man, I wonder what the statistic is from like 2003 or 2000 even till now.
Well, I just closed the link, so I might be able to find it though.
Oh, it's all good if you can't. I was just wondering. I know like there was a big surge in like 5Ks, like running events, and you know Susan G. Komen hosted Race for the Cure, and we have one here in October every year all over the state, and they have it all over the country. So that's why I was wondering, just because I know it's gotten really popular over the last like 17 years or so.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, running problems, you know.
With Tim, everything comes back to family or running.
Man, you are not lying. Like, ever since you said that, like, what, a couple weeks ago, I've been paying attention to what I talk about, and I'm just like, man, I have no life. If it's not running or family, it's pretty much like sleep or food.
Tim, so I have this like very bad habit of like starting 75% of my conversations with, I read this really cool thing.
True story.
So I get it. I get it. It's all good.
True story. Well, I guess we all got our own thing, man. And I definitely have a cool little positive news story about this ICU grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah, man. His name's David. He's known as the ICU grandpa. He visits the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta every Tuesday and Thursday to hold babies whose parents can't be with them. He's a volunteer. I'm not sure exactly how old he is. I know there was an age on him. He's a very old man. I believe he's like in his 80s. But basically, there was a video. My mom walked in, saw his son, and was kind of confused. Why is this old man holding him? And he introduced himself as the ICU grandpa. And the parent took a picture of the old man, David, holding the baby. And basically, what David does is every Tuesday and Thursday, he comes in. Parents who can't be there because they're at work or they're sick or whatever the case may be, he goes in there and he holds the baby and, you know, gives them the attention that the child needs. And it's a pretty awesome thing. He's been doing it for about 12 years. And there's been so many parents after this picture got posted online that were just thanking him in the comments because he held a lot of kids, obviously been doing it for 12 years. There was just an abundance of parents that you guys can see on the Facebook page on the Positive Truth Podcast where they're thanking him and stuff because I'm going to post an article there. I just thought it was a really awesome story. It's another wholesome story by JP, you know, words by JP. Yeah. But it's another wholesome story again that I definitely saw. And I was like, you know what? This is definitely making me feel a little uplifting. And I want to share that with everybody else on the Positive Truth. Tú sabes.
I didn't know babies had to get held. No, wow, that came out really bad.
I know it did, because I was like, wait, I know JP knows they have to be held, but yeah, no, I definitely hear you.
Like, I didn't know, like, they needed that much attention. Like, that was a good thing.
Honestly, I didn't either until I read this article, and, like, it's pretty awesome. I mean, instead of the baby laying there for, you know, 24 hours, if a parent is out of town or something were to happen, you know, they have somebody in there giving, you know, at least a couple hours a day of attention, which I thought was pretty cool, especially by a volunteer as well, you know?
Also, that sounds like the easiest volunteer job ever.
Legit. Like, legitimately.
Like, that's a great way to build your resume and make yourself feel better. Like, I'm bored today, or I want to build my resume, or I just want to help out, but I can't do much. Well, let me just go hold babies for a couple hours. I know a lot of people that would like to do that.
For sure. Especially everybody out there with baby fever.
Ah, not me. All right.
So well, do you got a yeah, okay, go ahead, JP.
I got two more quick ones. So everybody knows what happened in Vegas. That's not a positive news story. But Dana right. White, he I think he owns the UFC. He's donating $1 million to Vegas shooting victims. Also, Uber is giving free rides to anyone that's going to donate blood in Vegas. And yeah,
that's what's up.
Also, their GoFundMe has raised like $2.4 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money. That's awesome, man. Yeah, Dana White is the CEO of the UFC for sure. So you're on point there.
Haha.
No, then that's awesome, man. I know what happened in Vegas was definitely, you know, horrific. And, you know, it felt terrible for everybody that was affected there. I was looking, whenever I found out about it, I woke up and, you know, I was actually looking for positive news stories for the Positive Truth, and there was nothing online but, you know, that negative news story, and it was just terrible looking at all the different perspectives. That's why I'm glad that we have something out there like the Positive Truth to go ahead and balance out everybody's day.
Nice. I like that, Tim.
Appreciate that, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about 70,000 people who attended Nevada's Burning Man Festival this September. They left behind 5,000 bicycles that were basically going to be used as scrap metal. And a photo was shared on Instagram by a man named Logan Murto. I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry, though. But I'm going to go by Logan. I'm going to say his name is Logan, guys. But basically, it went viral because you see all these bikes that basically were just rusted up. They were just terrible looking. And this guy, Matthew Rockwell, founded it on Facebook. He started up a charity called Disaster Hack. And he immediately made the connection between these abandoned bikes and thousands of destroyed cars in Houston. So he started picking through the pile and pulled out about 500 bikes that he could clean and give away to the people that need in Houston that were affected by Hurricane Irma, which I thought was pretty awesome. There was also another lady by the name of Meg Kine. She also ran a bike shop in the Turks and Kayakos. I'm saying that wrong too, but it's okay. She decided to do the exact same thing, and she ended up finding 100 bikes that she ended up sending to people because she rented a storage unit in Reno, and she ended up getting a GoFundMe page together, getting people to donate the money so she can ship these bikes off to people that need transportation. These people basically decided that there's so many people that are being affected and they feel like they could find 1,000 to 2,000 bikes with no question to fix and give away to people that are in need. They felt like that there's, after all the cameras leave Houston, there's going to be a lot of people that are still going to need help, and this could be an easy solution. So I definitely wanted to talk about this story and the good that Matthew and I believe Meg are doing.
His name is Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew Rockwell, gotcha. The founder of the startup charity Disaster Hack, and Meg Kine.
So he cleaned 500 bikes by himself?
Well, he had a small team. He has a small charity team that he put together.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. Why were just 5,000 bikes just donated to one random spot?
Well, there was some kind of like Burning Man festival, and these bikes just all got left behind. So, I mean, there's a random picture. I'm not sure why. It's really weird, but there's a bunch of bikes, and all you see are two, like, moving trucks that are trying to load up some of these bikes to get them cleaned off.
Why would you leave 5,000 bikes somewhere?
I wish I knew, man. I wish I knew. I'm definitely going to have a follow-up story on what the Burning Man Festival is because I'm really curious. So I definitely think you should go ahead and let the people know a few more of your stories while I decide or while I figure out what this Burning Man Festival is.
Okay. I got you. So I got a few really good ones.
Cool.
Which one to start with? So I got a small city it's not really a small city. It's Cedar Rapids. It's the second largest city in Iowa. And they've donated 1,000 acres of land to Vanishing Bees, where they're just going to set up, they're going to make it a bee-safe place. Ha, that's a pun. Bee-safe. B-E-E safe. Ha. I'm sorry, puns are so funny to me. But this is just a place for bees to be, just flourish and thrive and have hives and help out all the flowers in Iowa. I think that's awesome. I have a 15-year-old. He has type 1 diabetes. And on his 15th birthday, he actually wasn't thinking about himself. He started a GoFundMe about 6 months earlier and raised $10,000 to donate to a hospital on his 15th birthday. The reason he did it is he has type 1 diabetes and he had a bad experience at the doctor. But we called it a less than desirable doctor's appointment. And he said, it makes me think I have it easy because all these kids have it so much harder than I do. And they have it so much more difficult than I do. And I just wish I had the opportunity to give back to them. So he raised $10,000 to give away on his birthday. And this money, which went to a Rosie Place, that's what the hospital's called, is basically it's going to be set up to have weekend sleepovers and hopefully make the hospital a 24/7 facility in the second quarter of 2018. And that's just a hell of something to do for a 15-year-old.
Man, absolutely. 15-year-old and already giving back on his birthday? That's what's up.
$10,000 too. Speaking of giving back, so you remember how you had the story about the person that had the wallet and they gave it back with all the money in it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So a Goodwill employee, he was working at a thrift store in Queens in New York, right?
Right.
Well, he was like going through donated items and he found a purse and the purse had $39,000 in it, right?
$39,000 in a purse?
Yes. His name is Kendall Keys and he found it and he was like, this is odd. Where do we get this stuff from? And apparently, like, the purse had been left somewhere, and they thought it was getting donated. It had been left on a bus. And the bus, you know, like, is lost and found. No one ever found it, so they donated it. And whenever they actually went, whenever Keys went through the purse, he found $39,000. And instead of keeping it, he was like, hey, I have her ID. I should call the police, and we should track her down. And yeah, he gave all the money back. And it had been lost since August. So the lady, she lost the purse, she didn't want her name to be out there. She thought all the money was gone. And so whenever she got all the money back, she gave Keys $3,900. But she was like, I can't believe you didn't just keep it.
No, absolutely. Like, I mean, that's great that, you know, they gave the money back and everything, but $39,000. Whew. That reminds me of that movie, American Gangster. I know you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think I've seen this, right?
With Denzel Washington?
You know it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we can talk about it. So, you know how the part where they find all that money was like $1 million and they ended up giving it back, the police officers? So when they gave it back, all the police officers were kind of judging him like, who does that? Why not just take it and leave? You know, like everybody was kind
of upset.
Oh,
the beginning of the movie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you.
So it's like, to me, it's like, for a second, I'm just like, why would you do that? But at the end of the day, it's something super positive, and of course, you should do that.
Yes, the right thing to do.
Absolutely, but it's like, man, that's just a lot of money. But at the same time, absolutely, that is the absolutely right thing to do. So shout out to him for sure.
Did you find out what the thing is?
Yeah, man, it's just an event. It's once a year, tens of thousands of people gather in Nevada Black Rock Desert to create Black Rock City, a temporary metropolis dedicated to community, art, self-expression, and self-reliance. In this crucible of creativity, all are welcome.
Now, I like all of that except leaving bikes in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I definitely don't understand still to this. Like, I think people just were like, all right, let's create this city. Let's stay here for a few days. All right, we're out. Let's just go ahead and go. So they probably bought bikes, thought they were, you know, just going to stay there forever and disappear. It's weird.
The mysteries of man.
For sure. At least they're getting used for a good cause, for sure.
Absolutely. Speaking of the middle of nowhere, this is not the middle of nowhere, my next positive news story.
It's cool.
Yosemite National Park. They just had 400 acres donated to them just to add on to the park instead of basically getting sold. Robert Cartwright and his wife Nancy, they owned 400 acres right next to the park, and people were offering them millions of dollars for the prime real estate, and they were like, eh, it would be much better if it went to a positive cause and went to the Yosemite National Park. So he's donated for free.
That's dope.
Yeah, man. So it's, instead of it going to real estate, it's going to our kids, ourselves, and just the whole community. Anyone that goes to Yellowstone. Yosemite, I mean.
Absolutely, man. That's just like turning money in.
Literally, it's just like turning money in.
That's dope, though. I'm glad they definitely gave it to a positive cause. Selfless action, for sure.
Do you have any more positive news stories?
Yes, sir. I have one more. How many more do you have?
Three.
Three? All right, I can go ahead and knock out my last one. All right, my last one is all the way in China. So this hospital called the Fuda Cancer Hospital in somewhere China, starts with a G. I don't want to mess it up. I tried, but I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to try. It has received over 30,000 overseas patients in the past decade, many with advanced stages of cancer. Most are foreign patients because their country's already told them basically, hey, there's no medical solution for your diseases. The hospital first gained recognition among international cancer patients after Gurley Gregersen, a stage 4 pancreatic cancer patient from Copenhagen, Denmark, in 2008 saw her condition improve following her treatment in Fuda. And that year alone, 113 patients from Denmark came to Fuda. Gregersen, who's now in her late 60s, is doing well. She's feeling good, and she's just one of many. The hospital's major focus is in cryotherapy. Sorry. Have you ever had cryotherapy, JP?
No.
Or do you know? I'm sorry. You know what it is?
Yeah, that's when they freeze you, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's becoming real popular here in the United States, especially like when it comes to recovery for athletes. But here in this hospital, that's their main focus, basically. They use a probe to reach the target area, and they send liquefied gases such as argon and helium that have a temperature of a minus 180 degrees Celsius to kill the cancer cells by freezing them, and which freezing is 0 degrees Celsius. So that's definitely really, really cold if it's a negative 180. I think it's really cool, and they're definitely doing great. The surgery is not widely used in the U.S., although the FDA approved the technology in 1998. But this hospital definitely specializes it, and they're doing a really good job. So shout out to them. About 40% of Fuda's 400 hospital beds are occupied by foreign patients, and I think that's really, really awesome. They're not just helping out their community. They're helping out people all over the world that need it. So shout out to the hospital in China.
Guangzhou Fuda. That's my attempt.
See, that's way better than what I was going to do, because I wasn't going to say guang. I was going to say guang, so you got that.
I read this book like a year ago called The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Remember how we were talking about earlier?
Like I read this book.
Yes, there we go. So it's about the Three Kingdom period in China from 184 AD to like 267 AD, and there's nothing but Chinese names in it. So I got a lot of practice saying them in my head.
Legit. I'm definitely going to have to go to you for all Chinese names.
Yeah, but this hospital is incredible. Like, they have 30,000 overseas cancer patients. And mostly it's just they try to cure cancer with nano knives and cryotherapy.
That's pretty dope, man.
Yes. Trying to stop cancer is always dope.
Could that be a science is cool moment with the positive truth?
Science is cool with the positive truth.
Yes, I got one, guys.
Speaking of science is cool, I just read this before you called me. So you know what celiac is, right?
Have no idea.
So it's whenever you can't have gluten.
Huh. Okay.
So you know people on gluten-free diets and they're like, I can't have any bread.
Right.
Well, if you have celiac disease, like, you really can't have any bread for your own health.
Okay.
It's not
survival.
It's not like a fad, I guess you could say. Well, researchers successfully have genetically modified wheat that can remove 90% of the genes that code for gluten proteins that trigger adverse symptoms in celiac patients. And they're, yeah, I just read this before we came on. And the hope is that, like, they can make this bread sellable and make go from removing 90% to removing 100%. So if you do have celiac, you can enjoy bread again.
Awesome. That's definitely a win. You definitely get to enjoy bread again. I can't go without toast. I'm not going to lie to you.
Man, I haven't had toast in years.
That's like my go-to. Like, no matter how broke I am, I always have bread.
Wow. Okay, Tim. What is your go-to toast?
Man, if I'm in a restaurant or something, I'll definitely like, you know, butter and strawberry jelly. But if I'm at the house, it's just grape jelly.
See, I don't like jelly, man, but I do like toast.
Man, what do you eat your toast with? Like, by itself?
Butter, man.
Okay, that's doable.
At my old job, they let us sometimes get bread. And, like, my coworkers would be like, damn, JP, you had 3 loaves of bread with butter. And I was like, yeah, I should probably stop eating this. Because every time I start eating bread and butter, I just don't stop.
I hear that, man. I'm at Golden Crow destroying these rolls.
Yeah, I haven't had a bread roll. Like, I told myself, this is not good for me. Having 4 loaves of bread and then going home and eating again is not good.
Well, I'm happy you have that kind of self-discipline, man, because it's not me. I'm not the one, for sure.
It's okay, Tim. You have the discipline to run for 10 miles.
Yeah, sometimes.
Whenever you don't have a debilitating back injury.
Man, I feel so out of it right now. I just want to lay down. You got any more stories for us, JP?
I got 2 more. I got a story of a staff sergeant named Corey Hinkle. He is a veteran. Served 15 years in the military. He's a veteran of the war in Iraq. And he was driving in North Carolina, typical Monday afternoon. He was driving home from his base in Charlotte, and he witnessed a collision directly in front of him. And so he just pulled over, got out the car. He saw smoke coming out of the car, so he was like, I gotta help people. So he runs up to the car. He found a 28-year-old named Brandy Guin, who was trying to get out, but she had a broken ankle. So he picks her up, drags her out of the car. Whenever he gets like 5 steps, the car blows up. So yeah, the car exploded, and apparently Tim's phone died. That's how cool this positive news story is.
Yeah, my phone definitely couldn't handle that. That was too much excitement for it, for sure.
Anyway, so we're back. So yeah, that was the end of it. He saved her life, and I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And that was just your first out of the 2 you have left?
Yep.
Nice, man. What's the last one you got for us today?
Well, I will say, whenever your phone died, I figured your phone died. So I checked NBA Reddit. And you know the Thunder are playing Houston right now, right? In a preseason game. Your boy Andre Robson shot a three. Oh, let's just say he missed everything. You know, the reaction is just great. That's all I gotta say.
Good old Andre Roberson.
That was a positive news story for me and not for Tim.
Definitely not. That was definitely the negative lies.
Oh, it definitely happened.
I'll see that highlight in the morning for sure.
All right, so my last positive news story is about the city of Atlanta. It voted unanimously 15-0 to pass the controversial issue of decriminalization of marijuana. And it passed all the way through. It reduced the penalty of possession for less than an ounce of marijuana to just $75 and no jail time. What the penalty was before that was up to 6 months in jail and a fine up to $1,000.
Well, that's awesome, man. That is definitely a nice positive news story right there.
In Atlanta, 92% of arrests for marijuana for small amounts of an ounce or under are for African Americans, and it's the most biased rates of arrests in the country. So basically, if you're African American in Atlanta, you get caught with any amount of weed. And it was just disproportionate. It was tearing apart the community. And let's just be honest, marijuana is not that bad. I don't smoke, but we have places where it's completely legal and it's used to help people.
Absolutely.
So it shouldn't be criminalizing or crippling people, especially when white people in America use marijuana at the same rates as African American people, but African American people are arrested 5 times more. So yeah, good job, Atlanta. Hopefully the rest of America follows suit.
Absolutely.
Tim, did you find a positive quote?
Yeah, definitely not, JP. I definitely had to run to a charger as soon as my phone went dead. So I think while I let everybody know about the shirts and social media platforms, you can definitely find one for us, right?
I got you.
Nice. Well, guys, Facebook's at the Positive Truth Podcast. Twitter is at TPT_podcast. Everything else is pretty much at the Positive Truth. I know YouTube's at the Positive Truth OKC. So you guys make sure you guys follow us. On iTunes, you leave a 5-star review. Some positive words there for us to keep us motivated and inspired to keep pushing. If you want a t-shirt, email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We have gray ones. We have black ones. They're pretty cool. They have our logo on the front and our logo on the back. I really don't have very much else to say except for if you want to be a part of the Positive Truth movement, email us. Let us know any opinions or anybody you want us to interview. We will definitely take it into consideration. We have some cool interviews coming your way pretty soon. We've been putting in a lot of work lately, and it's just been wonderful. JP, I'm running out of words, and I know you found a quote.
Not only did I find a quote, I just found this news release. Mark Cuban said he's running for president in 2020.
Mark Cuban, The Rock, and Kanye West.
America, Jesus, this is not good. I actually believe in Cuban, though. But anyway, so the quote is, "You have to be odd to be number one," from Dr. Seuss.
I love Dr. Seuss quotes.
And on that, we're out. Stay pop. No, wait. You say that.
Stay positive.
We're out.